It's Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Cleveland Cavalier fans are dancing in the streets after Ohio's NBA team won a hard-fought comeback series to clinch the NBA championship. Their win ends the franchise's 52-year-long wait for the top spot and fulfilled a 2-year-old promise by forward LeBron James to bring the prize to Ohio. 6 months after the U.S. military opened all combat jobs to women, only 7 women, all Marines, have been able to complete the training necessary to fill the posts. According to the Associated Press, new tough physical standards required to qualify have weeded out most female hopefuls and have also disqualified some men. Fundamentalist Mormon leader and polygamist Lyle Jeffs has escaped custody while awaiting trial on charges of food stamp fraud and money laundering. A Utah judge issued an arrest warrant for Jeffs. According to International Christian Concern, a Muslim mob torched and looted 80 homes of Christian families in the El Baida village in Egypt, looking to punish them. One witness, a Christian, Musa Zarif, recalled the terrifying events, saying, quote, "A great deal of fanatic Muslims gathered in the front of the new house of my cousin, Naeem Aziz, during its construction because of a rumor spread in the village that this building would be turned into a church. They were chanting slogans against us, saying, 'By no means shall there be a church here,'" unquote. "Do not be discouraged, Brother Zarif. This is only a temporary setback. Jesus said, 'Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.'" Matthew 16:18. According to CNN, the GOP presidential nominee is in great need of money. The way they put it, he faces an extraordinary money deficit unheard of in modern presidential politics, entering the month with tens of millions of dollars less than Hillary Clinton. Clinton's campaign had $42 million in the bank as of May 31st, and her super PAC, Priorities USA, has $52 million. Trump's campaign, by contrast, has $1.3 million and less than $1 million in his not-so-super PAC. Trump has shown that against great odds and with much less money than his contenders, he has held his own. God sets up leaders, not money, as it says in his word time and again. Psalm 75:7 says, "It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another." And Daniel 2:21 says, "He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others." God will have all his holy will. What some call the most holy shrine in Christendom, the empty tomb of Jesus, is being renovated. The Washington Post, because of the magnitude of the project, called it, quote, "the alpha and omega of restoration projects," unquote. The 9-month project on the historic but crumbling Church of the Holy Sepulchre includes reinforcing it with titanium bolts. It's now underway in Jerusalem's Old City. Greek conservationists, who also repaired the Acropolis in Athens, will have to clear away 2,000 years of candle wax and soot from votive lamps brought to the tomb over the millennia. The World View spoke to Father Peter Vasco about the work.
We know that this is the tomb because when Jesus was crucified in 33 AD, his followers started to go back to the place that he originally rose from, and they started praying there. It continued on by oral transmission from generation to generation, and it got so strong that in 132, when Hadrian, the Roman emperor, came into Jerusalem, he got very upset that these Christians were still around praying at the tomb and on Calvary. So he built the temple to Jupiter over the tomb. Well, the Christians, in spite of this, continued to bring their children and saying, "Underneath the tomb of Jupiter is the tomb of Christ." Hadrian the emperor labeled the tomb of Christ and labeled the place of crucifixion.
The United Nations comfortably called traditional Dutch Christmas celebrations a potential violation of, quote, "international law," unquote, whatever that is. But its new Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, now wants the world to know, quote, "Lord Buddha can help enlighten the world," unquote, a reference he made in an official United Nations speech to solve the world's problems. Sadly, no one complained. Scott Dunn, a senior at East Juniata High School of McAllisterville, Pennsylvania, was 3 days from graduation when a serious car accident left him in a coma with an uncertain future last month. By God's grace, he awoke days later. His first words were, "I missed my graduation." His principal was able to gather half the graduating class to do something special. They donned their caps and gowns and had a graduation ceremony just for Scott Dunn. His classmates encircled him, tossing their caps up in the air with Dunn. "I'm speechless," Scott said. "I don't know how to even explain it. I'm speechless to know that this many people are behind me." And that's The World View on this Wednesday, June 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.